We're with City County Health District Administrator Teresa Will. Where are we at now with this variant?
COVID continues to be circulating in North Dakota. We know that the Delta variant is circulating as well. They don't test every sample that comes in for the Delta variant, but we know that currently we have about 265 cases in North Dakota that are active. There are several counties that are at a fairly high number of active cases. We have events happening within the state that could cause concern as we move ahead. Currently, Barnes County has zero active cases, which is great. Sure. We also know that hospitalizations are almost exclusively those who have not been vaccinated. So overwhelmingly, the risks or side effects from being vaccinated are significantly less than the risks or side effects of COVID in every age group. So strongly encouraging individuals to get vaccinated if you have not.
And they can get those vaccinations in Valley City. Give us your hours again.
Yes. Our office is open 9 to 5. You can usually walk in and get a vaccination on any specific day or any certain day. We do like it if you can call ahead, just because then we can group individuals together so that we waste less vaccine. We have Pfizer and Moderna available now and should be getting some Johnson & Johnson soon.
Teresa, remind people too, what is the youngest age group and above that is available for a vaccine?
Right now it's 12 and above, but Pfizer has submitted for emergency use that we will be hearing probably in September for down to age 5. And then shortly after that, they expect to submit for down to age 2. So right now it's 12 and up, but we should have vaccine approved or for emergency use for those 5 and up in the near future.
Anything else you want to mention or add that I forgot to ask?
I guess we get some questions or have recently had questions on the booster doses. Are we going to need a booster dose? And that still is a little bit on the fence. They're still studying and looking at the immunity at 9 months and beyond. But right now, the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices is discussing this, looking at booster doses likely being needed for those who are high risk or immunocompromised. But no decisions have been made at this point.
There's City County Health District Administrator Teresa Will with that report.